You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Well, today we're talking food, and we've got a young man joining us to talk about just his passion for food. We are really all about supporting the restaurants industry, the food sector in South Africa. And during COVID-19, it's become incredibly difficult for those that work in the space. I was just crushed when I got a message from a previous guest on this show, someone whose food I've always been a fan of, and I've been singing their praise for many, many years since I came across them. And they said, sadly, they are forced to close down. And that was really sad, to very, very bad news, I think, for everybody involved. So we're just left shorter because of that. So next, we have Robin Tabo Jerams, and he's absolutely passionate about bright food, but at the same time also about the finesse and the fineness of Michelin food. And he says he wants to treat bry food with that sort of Michelin treatment. Robin, good afternoon.
Hi, Azania. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. You're very young in the game and seemingly quite excited about the road that lies ahead. I can't imagine how difficult it is, because you qualified from the Capsicum Culinary Studio in 2017. So you're still very young in your culinary career. And then COVID hit, and then this massive disruption to the food industry hit. What are your plans? How do you regard this moment?
It's insane, to be honest. I mean, I never thought I'd be without a job, like, while studying, and, you know, it hits and you realize you need a backup plan. Mm. The food industry right now is just, it's taken, like, I feel like it's more of an innovative turn, because now chefs have to try and, like, make their own food and find their own ways of, like, making a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what you've been doing. You've been working and pushing yourself. You've been playing around with different recipes. You've been involved in private parties, hosting or providing your services in private parties. So that seems to be the way that many people are doing things right now.
Yes, you know, I think still a lot of families don't want to go out to restaurants right now. So there's like a niche market, you know, if you know the right people, you're able to like have a private function and then just cater for a family. I think the other weekend I did like a full chicken for about 6 people, and it was just family, like for Women's Day as well. So like, yeah, they few and far between, but for a chef willing to, you know what I mean? Like, I just had a daughter now as well, and she turned 3 months on the 12th. Mm. So I really don't have a choice to be sitting down at this moment.
Oh, my goodness. She was born during this lockdown. How precious. How precious.
Hey.
During hard times. Timing. Yes. So why do you want to give bride food a Michelin treatment?
So I remember from my Capsicum days, it was all about the plating. You know, my classmates and I would have like competitions to see who best plates food. And then, I traveled the world. I spent the last year in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, I was in Nigeria. And, you know, these countries are so proud of the food that they produce. And you ask any South African, what is, like, a staple meal of South Africa? And they'll tell you, mukhodu, lipapa, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's more than that. The moment you decide to have a braai, You're not only saying, come and eat food. You're saying, let's have a vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So braai for me, it's a whole lot more than just the food. But I want to bring up like South Africa's name. I want us to have something we can be proud of. Something that we can stand tall in the face of the world and be like, braai is our thing. Like, America might do barbecue, but braai is our thing. And like, we rock it. We rock it always.
Yeah, so you wanted to have that kind of recognition, that Michelin kind of recognition.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
So how are you going about this? Because I know you've been playing around in the kitchen quite a bit as part of this concept that you're putting forward.
Yeah, so for now, it's still COVID. I can't really do like a lot of the things I want to do.
Yeah.
But it's all about like just like I did a poached chicken feet, Matwana, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I glazed them and I did like a dry pub segment, some chakalaka and spinach, which was basically like 7 colors. So my plan now is to like just get as many pictures out as possible because of COVID. And then hopefully once COVID is done, host a few events, host a few functions. I'm hoping to get in touch with maybe Proudly South African and, you know, just run with it from there.
Yes, yes, it does. It's going to require a lot of support, and it's also going to require a lot of innovation, just different approaches to make this work, to make it possible for chefs and others working in this space, sous chefs. There's so many support staff as well that we don't talk about when we look at how the food industry has been challenged. So what would you advise young chefs who want to go into the space at this time?
I'd say never give up on your dreams. You know, you only have one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really, truly are passionate about being a chef, this is just one of the first obstacles. I mean, you know, when you start something, you only think about how many steps it takes to reach the end of your journey. I think since being a father now, I'm realizing that it's not really reaching the top of the mountain, it's the climb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine for a chef right now or somebody who wants to become a chef to say, I decided to become a chef during COVID. You know what I mean? It sounds like a spectacular story in 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. So never give up. Never give up on your dream.
You can't. You can't give up. You can't.
In spite of the kind of challenge we're confronted with now. But Robin, where did it start for you? Because you hail from Annadale. Though you are based in the south in Omonde, but where did the love of food start for you? Where was this dream born?
So to cut a very, very long story short, I'm an only child of my mom, and it's been the two of us like forever. So I started like, I'd wait for her to get back home from work, like, mommy, I'm hungry. And mommy would be tired, but still throw something nice together.
Yeah.
And then I started fooling around, like, okay, I saw her putting a pot on the stove, and, like, needless to say, my first few dishes were, like, hectic. I burnt pots, to be honest. And then I hit my trick, and my mom was like, okay, you need to study something. And I was, like, set on taking a gap year, and that sounded cool, I wanted to work, you know? And then she's like, no, you'd rather study, my son, and you get a paper behind your name, because once you start earning money, you won't be interested in studying again.
That's
so,
what they
say. My mom also, she's very, like, she didn't take no for an answer. And she's like, just think of something you like doing.
Mm.
I was like, okay, I like music. I want to be a DJ. But then, like, 20 of my classmates are DJs already, and the market is so saturated, and I still want to do architecture. I think I stopped at architecture for a while, but then I saw like 7 years studying, and I was like, wow, I need independence now. And what else do I like doing? I like eating. I can be like a professional eater or what? And then naturally from there, I was like, I want to become a chef. I spoke to my mom about, like, chef schools. And I remember I spoke to my family once, and they're like, you want to go to school to learn how to cook pap and fleas? So, yeah.
What's the point of that? But you know what, Robin? Yeah, Robin, it is difficult for many in your sector at the moment. You must keep the passion, keep that fire burning, because you will be back. The South African food industry, I firmly believe, in spite of this tough time, will come back strong. And all of the best with all these ventures. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Azania. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Robin Tabo-Jerams, and he's just one of the many young people who have entered the space with the hope, of course, of doing something big in it, you know, with their ideas, with the passion that they have for food, and it's all been disrupted because of COVID-19. Those are the stories of people who have not managed to work over the past couple of months as a result of the different restrictions that we've had. And hopefully when the food industry, the restaurant industry comes back in full swing, better than what it is at the moment, they will find their place. They will find their place in an industry they love.